Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Let's talk about skeptics and haters. There is a big difference. I actually enjoy skeptics. They're some of my favorite people. Now, you don't want to have all skeptics hanging out with you, but I do like skeptics. Let me start by telling you a quick story, and then we'll talk about the difference. So yesterday, our team got an email from a really cool skeptic. This lady just basically shot us a long email about why she's skeptical about our publishing company and our authors and why we're interested in her, and it goes on and on and on. Now, I was driving. I didn't have time to read the email, so instead I just called her, like, immediately. She shot the email, and 2 minutes later, I call her. Now, I rarely don't do that, but I just picked up this thread. I picked up this theme that says, you know, you're fake, meaning like our company's fake, or we're not real, or we're not interested in her, and blah, blah, blah. So I just call her right away, and immediately she's like, hello, and I say, hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and she just starts laughing. She just starts laughing, because I think she knew right in that second, like, hey, first words out of my mouth were, hey, whatever her name was, I'm not going to say it here. I said, hey, I love skeptics and cynics. That was the first words out of my mouth. And she started laughing and backpedaling pretty quick. And, well, here's why I wrote it, and this and this and this. And I said, look, I'm on my way to get my daughters from school and my son. And I said, look, we can chat longer later, but all I want you to know is I appreciate you. I want to thank you for taking time to authentically write your concerns, to be real enough to put it out there. And I said, I just want to thank you for that, first of all. Second of all, tell me what you need, you know, in the next 30 seconds, and I'll shoot that to you. And then let's schedule a time tomorrow where we do a fireside chat, which is what we do for a lot of our potential authors. So anyway, it was fantastic. It's not done yet. We haven't had the fireside chat. That's tonight. But already she sent me another email, and she said, thank you so much. I apologize, this and this. Here's the difference between skeptics and haters. Skeptics say, I don't believe you. So let me say that again. Skeptics, what they're saying is, I don't believe you. And I love people who say they don't believe me. I really do. Because it challenges me. It's like, all right, let's go. And then it's on me to prove to them that I believe in them, or that I'm believable. And that's one thing I do not lack. I mean, there's plenty of things I lack in life, but belief is not one of them. Why? Because I used to be a cutter. I used to be a self-injurer, a stutterer, had learning disability as a young kid. I was in the special class. Listen, if there's anybody who didn't believe in himself, it's me. So now, today, I'm like, let's go. Because I had people believe in me. I literally did. One of them's name is Carl. One of them's name is Dr. Plaster. One of them is my wife, Kelly. My parents. I've had people believe in me. And now I have so much belief that I actually am totally fine letting other people borrow my belief. That's key. There's a lot of quick principles I'm going to share here. But when you're a business owner, when you're an entrepreneur, people don't buy you. They buy your belief. And so I love it. Game on. When some skeptic says to me, I don't believe you, let's roll. Now, what I don't like is haters. Haters say, not I don't believe you. They just say, I hate you. And I never want to duke it out with haters. Why? look, it's not, it's a sideways energy. I could spend all day every day duking it out with haters, and what do I achieve? Nothing. And so I don't know, there's probably a bunch of principles you can take from this today. One is, do you believe in you? People will see if you believe in you before they believe in you. That's one principle. Number two, don't mind skeptics. It's actually positive energy. It's positive energy that they are throwing your way. They are saying, you dare me to believe in you. And I love it. Let's roll. Now, you can't spend all your time going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with skeptics. Eventually, you got to have a strong core, and you might even need to be like, hey, we're moving on. And that sometimes draws skeptics to you as well, because they're like, whoa, this person's confident enough to not sit there and, you know, babysit every question I have. Like, exactly, you got to roll sometimes. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. I am thrilled for the comments, the reactions, the responses we've been getting from this. It tells me that you care about your business, about your clients, about your entrepreneurs. That's why I'm doing these daily shows now. So if you can subscribe, you might be on a bunch of different channels, who knows. Subscribe and share, and let me know. Let me know what you think about skeptics, what you think about haters. I wanna hear your responses and see what's up with you and your business. Feel free to ask questions as well. I might just turn your question into the next episode of The Daily Show, and I will also mention your name if you want me to. If you don't, just say don't mention me. All right? Be a soul on fire today. We will see you later. I'm a few minutes away from speaking at the Igniting Souls Fellowship, our once a month gathering in Columbus, Ohio, which is, I love it. And if you ever can't make it, just watch online. We live stream it on Facebook at the Carrie Oberbrunner author page, and we'll make sure to send that to you as well. Talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.